Okay, so besides forgiveness, one of my favorite decluttering techniques is emotional freedom technique. And it's a very, very simple acupressure self-tapping solution. Now you can Google it, YouTube it, anything, emotional freedom technique. Now I use this all the time. And basically you come up with a script for yourself. So for example, if you know that it's just like a blanket fear that you have, the script is, even though I have this fear, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. So basically, the very simple way to use EFT is that you verbalize your greatest fear. And you tell your body, you tell yourself at a soul and a cellular level that even if this thing was true, even if your worst fear was true about yourself, you deeply and completely love and accept yourself. And Louise Hay talks about that self-acceptance being more important than anything else that you can do for yourself. So emotional freedom technique is just one tool I've found to really help you with that self-acceptance. And I'm going to include a bonus of my favorite tapping scripts as well. But I really encourage you to go to YouTube and put in EFT for fear. If there's something in particular that you know you want to manifest or that you really want to uncover, just tap in that particular phrase, because there are thousands and thousands of people who have made EFT videos. So you could put EFT for fear of flying, EFT for fear around money, EFT around fear of divorce, and you will find somebody who has created a video especially for you, which is really cool. Now, oh my God, you're going to love this next one. So I've used affirmations before, love affirmations, but there's another way to do affirmations that works even better. It's called affirmations, so with an O instead of an I. And an affirmation is an affirmation in the form of a question, which makes it really cool, really powerful, and another way of using your brain to solve problems and to use your brain to help you manifest. So here's a really good example of this. When you aren't very healthy, you keep on asking yourself, why am I so fat? Oh God, I'm so fat. Why did I eat that? Oh, it's so bad. So what your brain does when you ask yourself a question like that is to come up with all the reasons why you are so fat, and to help you prove it in the real world. So the great thing is that we can use this power for good. And you've probably done this before, where you've gone to bed thinking about something and nodding it over, and then suddenly you're in the shower, or you wake up with the solution. You've really just set your brain a task, you've set your brain a challenge to come up with the solution, no matter how complex, it's going to come out in the end. So we can use this for manifesting, which is so cool. So I really suggest that you get Noah St. John's book called The Little Book of Affirmations. I think it might even be called The Little Blue Book of Affirmations. And it's just such a simple premise, but basically you write out all the things that you're already asking yourself. So it could be, oh, why do I never find the right guy? Why do I spend all of my money? Why do I always do this? The first time I did this, I did pages and pages and pages of the why am I doing it? And then on the next piece of paper, you write them all out in a positive sense. So you could write, why am I so healthy? Why am I so good at business? Why am I amazing with money? Why do I attract just the most amazing men? And it kind of feels different at first, and you feel a bit silly because you're thinking, I don't have these things in my life yet. But it has a different energy even to affirmations. So if when you do an affirmation, which is, you know, every day in every way I'm getting healthier and healthier, and your body's like going, no, you're not. Or you go, I am rich, I am a money magnet, and your body's going, that's not true. Then turning it around to, why am I a money magnet? Why am I so rich? It has a different energy around it, and really your brain starts to go, okay, well, it's because you're really good at what you do, and it starts to solve those problems for you. Very, very cool. I would love to hear from you what you do to declutter your emotions, your physical environment, whether it's you've spoken to a great counselor, you've read an amazing book, you've tried a particular therapy. I'd really love to hear from you, because here's my philosophy, gorgeous. Just throw everything at it. Throw absolutely everything at it and you will get great results. So have fun with all your decluttering tools and techniques.